Title, SECA 2023 Legislative Update. Content, the 2023 legislative cycle saw another mixed bag of legislation dealing with SECA reform, with a particular focus on streamlining affordable housing development. 1. While many bills died during the process, a few key laws were passed or extended over the past year. A brief recap of those bills and their impact on SECA is provided below. 2. Assembly Bill 356 AB 356 extends the existing law that allows lead agencies to waive consideration of aesthetic impacts for certain projects from sunsetting in 2024 to January 1, 2029. More specifically, AB 356 amends Public Resources Code Section 21081.3, which exempts projects that propose the conversion, refurbishment, repurposing, or replacement of an existing dilapidated building from SECA analysis of potential aesthetic impacts. Qualifying existing buildings must, 1, have been abandoned, dilapidated, or vacant for more than 1 year, and, 2, the proposed project must include housing. Assembly Bill 1307 AB 1307, unanimously passed by the state legislature and signed by Governor Newsom on September 7, 2023, was crafted in response to the court ruling in Make UC a Good Neighbor v. Regents of University of California, 2023, 88 Cal. App. 5th 656. 3. AB 1307 expressly provides that unamplified noise from the occupants and guests of residential projects is not a significant impact as defined by SECA. Additionally, the law provides that public universities are not required to consider alternative site locations for their proposed housing or mixed-use housing developments when, 1, the project is located on a site no greater than 5 acres, and, 2, the site has already been evaluated in an EIR for the university's long-range development plan. The law took effect in September 2023. Assembly Bill 1449 AB 1449 creates a new exemption from SECA for certain actions taken by public agencies related to 100% affordable housing projects. To qualify for the exemption, projects must, 1, be 100% low-income affordable developments, 2, comply with AB 2011 labor standards and prevailing wage requirements, 3, be an infill project as defined by AB 1449, and, 4, meet other transit and development standards. Qualifying projects are SECA-exempt from agency actions beyond just approval of the project itself. Specifically, the exemption could apply to agency actions leading up to and following approval of the project. The lead agency, in approving the qualifying project, must file a notice of exemption for the project and any exempt project-related actions. Such project-related actions could include, for example, any required rezoning for the property and project financing. The exemption, codified at Public Resources Code Section 21080.40, is in effect until January 1, 2033. Assembly Bill 1633 AB 1633 is focused on limiting excessive SECA review for residential development. 4. To accomplish this goal, the law focuses on creating new violations of the Housing Accountability Act, HAA, to force local jurisdictions to better streamline housing projects. Specifically, it is now a violation of the HAA for a local agency to deny a SECA exemption where the AB 1633 qualifying project is otherwise subject to such an exemption. The law also provides applicants with a 90-day noticing process whereby the local agency, upon provision of substantial evidence of the applicability of a SECA exemption, has 90 days to review the applicant's notice and issue the exemption. Failure to issue the exemption shall constitute a violation of the HAA. Further, if a project qualifies under AB 1633, it is a violation of the HAA for a local agency to deny approval of a SECA document if substantial evidence exists supporting certification. AB 1633 applies when a project meets SB 35 development criteria and is, 1, within mile of a high-quality transit corridor or a major transit stop, 2, is located in a very low vehicle travel area, 3, is proximate to 6 or more amenities, and, 4, is adjoined on 3 sides by parcels with urban uses. Other qualifying standards include a project density of at least 15 units per acre, and the project is not located within either a high or very high fire hazard severity zone. Senate Bill 4 SB 4, referred to as Yes in God's Backyard, streamlines the building process for faith-based institutions and certain colleges by providing a process that allows them to build qualifying housing projects. Specifically, this law exempts certain developments with 100% AFO.